ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So we will be discussing the 10 names starting from the 216th Nama to the 225th Nama today. So these Namas speak about Devi as having all sorts of powers. So Saguna Rupam, even when Devi is in Saguna Rupam, even when we worship Devi as Saguna Rupam, so she has all powers. So we should remember that Ishvara in Vedanta has two powers, basically, or mainly two powers, Sarvajnyatvam and Sarvavyapitvam, all knowing nature and all pervasive nature. So these two nature, or these two qualities, is enough. Like if we remember these two qualities, all other qualities are part of it, will be part of it. So here Hayagriva is enumerating, or Hayagriva is mentioning each and every quality, good qualities that are there, as Madhvacharya speaks about Ishvara as one who has all good qualities. So here also Hayagriva is trying to speak about Devi as having all the good qualities that we can find in the world. So the next Nama, the very first Nama of today, is Om Mahasattvayi Namaha. So yesterday we saw that Devi is Mahamaya. So she is Mahamaya. She controls all the delusions. So that means she is also able to get out of it, or make us, or take us away from the Maya Sagaram. So how can we get out of the Maya Sagaram? So we already saw yesterday that we have to surrender unto Devi. But here, there is a way explained. So the way is Mahasattva. Devi is one who is Mahasattva. So Sattva Guna Pradhanam, Devi is Mahasattva, that means Devi is Sattva Guna Pradhanam. So we should understand, or we should briefly, like we will try to briefly know as to what are the three gunas. So three gunas are the names we know, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So anyone who is interested in diving deep into these three gunas can learn the 14th chapter of Gita, which is titled Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogam. So gunas, sattva rajas tama iti gunaha prakriti sambhavaha nibadnanti mahabaho dehe dehinam avyayam. So sattva rajas tamas are the various gunas. These gunas limit a being, bond a being to the world. So creation starts when these three gunas, the three gunas are in balance. That balance is broken. So whenever we say sattva guna pradhanam, it is not just sattva. The other two gunas are also there, but they are being dominated by sattva guna. So sattva gunam denotes jnanam, or good things, the intellectual capabilities of the antakarnam is more active as the intellect. Rajogunam is when karma, a person enters into a lot of karma. Karma itself means there is a lot of desire. That means it is the mind acting. And tamoguna is when the mind is not at all acting, which means the mind is lazy. So tamogunam and sattvagunam. Sattvaguna person cannot act, tamoguna person will not act. So both might appear as the same thing. Amma also sits idle, or Ramana Maharshi used to sit idle in a place. A lazy person also will be idle in a place, but both are not the same. So both might appear to be the same, but it is not same. So what will jnanam give us? Jnanam will give us happiness. Happiness in the sense, empirical happiness, not eternal bliss, empirical happiness. That is the reason why when we learn Shastra, when we use our intellect, when we use our discrimination, intellect is basically used for discrimination. So when we use our Viveka Buddhi, or Buddhi, or Viveka Buddhi, then we will get little happiness out of it. That is the reason why we want to listen to Vedantic scriptures. We want to learn more and more Vedanta, because more learning of Vedanta will make us more and more stay at the Sattva Guna level. It's with that Sattva Guna, a person can get bonded with the Sattva Guna, saying, oh, I have knowledge, I will remain. But that is not the goal. The goal is through knowledge to come out of knowledge. So Rajogunam and Tamogunam has to be converted or dominated by Sattva Guna, and then a person has to even renounce Sattva Guna. So that is what is being spoken here in this particular Nama. So rather than doing activities or actions born out of desire or being lazy, idle, a person has to use his intellect, constantly use his intellect, all the while doing actions as well in a selfless way, but using his intellect. Using his intellect means, we already know what is using intellect means, because we have learned in Gita 12th chapter that Mayi eva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya. Buddhim. So buddhi, fixing the buddhi onto me is knowing that Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Always remembering that Ishvara or Devi pervades the entire world. That is using our intellect. If we use that intellect, we'll be in the state of jnanam, jnana avastha, but slowly the jnanam also will vanish. We have to let go of the jnanam when the jnanam is ready to fall. So generally it happens that when mother or parents take care of their children when they are very young, and when the children become like 10, 15 years or 20 years, then, as it happens in India, parents are unable to let them go because of attachment. So though the children will, whether the parents catch hold of their children or not, children are going to go away from their parents because they have their own lives. But irrespective of that, parents hold on to it. So jnanam has to, we have to let go of jnanam. If we hold on to jnanam, it is not, it ceases to be jnanam, it will become a bondage. So that is why Krishna says that even Sattva Guna is a bondage if we don't use that Sattva Guna to become a Gunatita. So we have to go beyond Guna. So that is what is being denoted here. So Sattva Guna means using our intellect, which also means that any activity that we do with remembering that everything is Ishvara is Sattva Guna Pradhanam. So majority of the spiritual or Atmiya sadhana that we do, chanting, bhajan, etc., with a little bit of remembrance of Ishvara, all-pervasive Ishvara, is enough for it to become Sattvaguna Pradhanam. So that will take us more and more towards the truth, more and more towards Devi, more and more towards Anandam. So that's what we have to do. So we, instead of just doing Atmiyam or spiritual activities, we have to do spiritual activities by adding Ishvara onto it, then their power becomes much, much more than if we do it without remembering Ishvara. So it becomes multiple, we can say. It's not even multiple, it becomes, you can x raised to 2 or x raised to 3, it becomes something of that sort. So how to overcome Maya? First, we are in Sattva, Rajas, Tamo Gunas, three Gunas. We are bound by the three Gunas. So slowly move from Tamas to Rajas. So if we are lazy, we should try to do activities, some of the other activities, bring up a routine to do activities. And then when we do activities, try to make it selfless. And then when we are doing selfless activity, remember that Ishvara alone is present here, and all this is only an illusion. When we add that, it becomes Sattva Guna Pradhanam. As time passes by, the Sattva Guna will automatically fall off. When the Sattva Guna falls off, we should then also remember that everything is Brahman. If we remember that everything is Brahman, then we will be able to let go of jnanam or the sattva gunam and become a gunatita. So even as a ripened fruit automatically falls off from the tree, we don't have to pluck it, it will automatically fall down. Similarly, when a person proceeds in the jnana margam, he does more and more jnanam, automatically it leads him to the goal of anandam. Oh, will jnanam automatically lead me to anandam? Or will it, like, will somebody need to push me onto anandam? So, if a person really implements jnanam, there need to be no pushing. There need to be no external influence. And it's not my word. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddhah kalena atmani vindati. Krishna says in the 4th chapter of Gita that nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate iha, here pavitram, more sacred. Jnanena sadrisham, like jnanam, nahi pavitram vidyate, there is nothing sacred or purer than jnanam. Why? Why is in bhajan? Why aren't other activities doing archana for Devi? Why isn't it greater than jnanam? Because tat swayam yoga samsiddhah. Tat swayam yoga samsiddhah. A person who is focused, yogam means he is focused on the truth. Samatvam, he has samabhavana, that is real jnanam. If he is focused on that jnanam, then tat swayam kalena, in due time, atmani vindati, it will lead one to the Atman. Swayam eva atmana atmanam anantapadam apyasi. Just remember, Vasishta, in Yoga Vasishta, there is a portion, Mahabali Charitam, or the story of Mahabali, Mahabali Upakhyanam, or Bali Upakhyanam as it is called. So the Mahabali story happens in, or is explained by Vasishta to Rama in Yoga Vasishta as well. So there, Mahabali questions Shukracharya, and when Mahabali questions Shukracharya, he says, what is this? What am I? What is this world? Please explain to me. What is this world? Who is really there? Who are you? Who am I? Although he asks for that, Shukracharya gives a beautiful reply. He says, Chidihastihi Chinmatram Idam Chinmayamevacha Chitvam Chidaham Ete Chalokas Chiditi Sangrahah. Chit iha astihi, chit iha, iha here, chit astihi, asti, chit asti, consciousness alone is there, he, surely consciousness alone is there. Chin matram, if you doubt that, oh, is it consciousness alone? Chin matram, only chit, only Ishvara is there. Chitvam, chit iha astihi, chin matram. So what is this world? Idam chinmayam evacha. It is all chinmayam. It is filled with chinchit. Antar bahishcha tat sarvam vyapya narayana stitah. Everything is pervaded in and out by Ishvara. So idam chinmayam evacha. Then who are you and who am me? Chitvam o Mahabali, you are chit. Chidaham, I am also chit. Etecha lokaha chiditi. Etecha lokaha chit. The entire world is also chit. Iti sangraha. This is, in short, Vedanta. And if you now ask what is bandham and moksham, chit chetya kalita bandha. Chit chetya kalita chetya. Chetya means thoughts. So when the thought of duality is there in consciousness, because everything is in consciousness, so we forget consciousness and the thought of duality creeps in, that is bandham. Chit achetya kila atmeti. Atman is chit without the thought of duality. It is sarva vedanta sangraha. This is the summary or the essence of all vedantam. So evam vilokya dhyedhaya. So fix this onto your mind and swayameva atmana atmanam ananta padam apyasi. Swayameva, by yourself, atmana atmanam, by yourself you will realize the Atman, and in due course of time ananta padam apyasi, you will attain the ananta padam. That is what Vasishta also says. So jnanam is enough. If we really implement jnanam, we don't need anything else. And as we discussed yesterday, there is no limitation of time, space, etc. for jnanam. The only limitation is we have to remember that everything is one entity. If we remember that, that is sattva gunam, and that sattva gunam will take us beyond maya. What is maya? Sattva rajas tamo gunatmika. I forgot, like sattva rajas tamaha gunatmika. Shankara says something in Tattva Bodha. So sattva rajas tama gunatmika, that is maya. Maya is based on the three guna. Devi hi esha gunamayi. Gunamayi, that which is formed of three gunas. So slowly we will be doing sattva guna, and then we will overcome maya. We will go beyond maya because we will become guna atitas. And why is it that we will become guna atitas? Just by doing, or just by knowing that Devi is Mahasattva, therefore I also have to be Sattva Guna Pradhanam, because Devi is Om Mahashaktyai Namaha. She is Mahashakti. So in the world, she has all good qualities. She is always in Sattva Gunam. So at the world, in the world itself means that there are gunas, which means one of the guna has to be dominating. We cannot be guna atita in the world. Guna atita in the world means he is just a sakshi, he is not at all in the world. So if we are in the world, one of the gunas has to be there. So Devi is filled with all sattva gunas. And not only that, she is Mahashakti. She has great powers, great capabilities. That means if we surrender onto Devi, if we try worship Mahasattva by doing sattva, sattva guna pradana karma, our activities which are sattva guna pradanam, then we will be protected by Devi, we will be protected by Ishvara, because Devi is Mahashakti. She has great powers, great capabilities. And not only that, she has great capabilities, but Om Maharatyai Namaha, Om Mahabhogaye Namaha. So Maharati, so Maharati. So Rati means Anand, in a way Rati means Anandam or bliss. So Rayashiranna interprets Maharati. Maharati can be interpreted as a person in bar field, a great warrior. But here Rayashiranna interprets it as one who gives Anandam. So Devi, with her Mahashakti, with her great capabilities, she is able to tweak into anything. So like a hacker is able to tweak into any system in the entire world. Similarly, Devi is able to tweak into Maya, because she herself is Maya. So she is able to tweak in, and she is able to use her power to give us Anandam. To give whom Anandam? To give Anandam to that person who worships Mahasattva, who does sattva guna pradhana activities, which is basically jnanam. Jnanam, remembering that Devi alone is present here. And why is Devi able to give Anandam? If Devi is able to give Anandam, it means Devi has Anandam in her. So a person cannot give something which is not in him. So like we can go to a beggar and ask, can you give me like $10? He cannot give, because he doesn't have. Only person who has can give. That is the reason why many people who follow false gurus, or gurus who are not realized, gurus who are not only not realized, who are not in the spiritual path, who appear as if in the spiritual path, and who delude us, who take us away from the spiritual path. If we go to them, they don't have Anandam, they are not happy themselves. How can they give happiness to others? So that's also the reason why the elderly people, or the so-called, I am not getting the right word for it, so Karnavar, or so-called great people, or elderly great people, if we go to them, they will want us to fall at their feet, ask their blessing, and they will say, oh, be very, like, may God bless you, bless you, bless you. So they will say as if they are blessing. Can they really bless? Blessing can only come from a person who is blessed. So Danyam, a person who is Danyam, whose life is Danyam, can only give Danyam. And if we can give Danyam, then what will happen to his amount of Danyam? Will it get reduced? That is the speciality of this Danyam. This Danyam is not Danyam. So pardon the joke. Dhanyam means food. So this is not like food which will get reduced as you consume it. This dhanyam is that which is infinite. If we take anything out of infinity, it will still remain infinity. We can take out any 10,000, 100,000, anything out of infinity, it will still remain infinity. So that is the greatness of this dhanyam. So a person who has this dhanyam alone can give it. So when these elderly people say, okay, bless you, we have to just laugh inside. And if possible, if we are bold enough, we can openly tell them, what, you can bless me? You yourself are worried about Yama waiting for you outside the house and still you are blessing me. So that is the way the world works. That is the way we see the world working. Old people, age old people, rather than seeking Ishwara, Kala Kridati Gachati Ayuhu Tadapina Munchati Ashavayuhu. Kala Kridati, time is passing by, Gachati Ayuhu, age is going on, like we are aging quite a lot. But still these elderly people, what do? They try to appear as if they are blissful. Not only that, they are not blissful, they try to destroy the bliss of others through any means. Whether it means like going to Paramartha Ananda, still that is fine. Whether it is going to Paramartha Ananda and complaining, or going to Tejomi Ananda and complaining, or going to Amma and complaining. So that is what happens in the world. So we should remember that Devi is able to give Anandam. Devi is Maharati because Devi is Mahabhoga. So Mahabhoga means she has the greatest bhogam in the world. The greatest bhogam, greatest enjoyment in the world is Atmarati, or rejoicing in the Atman. Atma Anandam. Anandam Paramanandam. We say, like we are able to sing it, but we have to, like the moment we understand what Anandam Paramanandam Kannan Tirumuga Darshaname, seeing Kanna's face or Krishna's face, Anandam Paramanandam. Why? Because this face is not like our face. Maybe like if it is the face of Aishwarya Rai, we may feel very happy seeing it. But that's not the case with everyone. There are people like who vouch for Aishwarya. There are, even as the fight between Vaishnavites and Shaivites are found in, or historians find it, there are fight between people vouching for Aishwarya Rai and Sushmita Hasan, even as people fight for Rajinikanth, Kamala Hasan. So that will go on. So such a face, or the physical face, cannot give us Anandam. This face is Vishwato Mukham. It is a face which is all pervasive. It has all faces everywhere. Like Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, four faces. It has faces everywhere. So everywhere it has faces. Brahma Vedam Amritam Purastha Brahma Pashya Brahma Dakshina Dashcha Uttareena Adashtyodvam cha prasritam brahmaividam vishwamidam varishtam. Everywhere is Brahman. It has Sahasrapad, Sahasrakshi. Devi is called Sahasrakshi, Sahasrapade. So Sahasrakshi is like lots of thousands of faces, thousands of hands. So wherever we see, that is alone seen, that is the particular or the characteristics of this face. Characteristics face of Krishna is that face which encompasses everything, which is present everywhere. That is the reason why when Yashoda opened the mouth, opened the face, when she tried to see what is inside the face, she saw the entire world. So that is the speciality of this face. And it is this speciality that makes it Anandam Paramanandam, because that face has Anandam in it. And even if we want, like we can also say that the person, if it is a physical face, the person who held that face, that person was ever blissful, and thereby he was able to give bliss to others. Wherever he was, wherever he used to go, he used to give Anandam to everyone. That is how Krishna's life. The moment we remember Krishna, we remember that he was able to be blissful at all points of time. So Devi is able to give Anandam because she has Anandam. Why does she have Anandam? Oh, this is unfair. This is really unfair. Devi can have Anandam and I cannot have Anandam, so that I can give it to others. So that is not a fault. Devi will answer. Devi, if we ask Devi the same question, then Devi will laugh and say, "What can I do? I also want to give this anandam to you, but like I want to get away from this responsibility. But what can I do? I am helpless. Why? Satchidananda Murtaye Namaha. Because I am Satchidanandam. Anandam is my very nature. So how can I get rid of it?" So Devi is also helpless that she cannot get rid of it. Though she is helpless, she is not sad about being helpless. She is happy even while being helpless. So Amma tells a beautiful story about the place where Ishvara resides. So we may know the story, but once again we can refresh our memories. So once there was a time, like as we read in the Shastra, there was a time when like Hiranyakashipu and many of the asuras used to easily conquer or call upon the various devatas like Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, etc. They used to call them very easily. They were very easily accessible. And if they are not accessible, then go to Vaikundam, go to Kailasam, immediately find them. So Ishvara, or these various devatas, who denote Ishvara? So they became sad because day by day people started going them. So it's like telling, okay, one day we go in front of somebody and say, okay, can you give me $10? Okay, he'll give. The next day we again go and say, can you give me $10? Okay. Third day, yes. First week it's okay. Second week, okay. And the third week it will be, the door itself will be closed, it will not be opened. So that will be the case. So Ishvara became fed up, and he is Karunamayan, so he cannot say no. He cannot say no to his devotees, his children, therefore he couldn't say no. But he had to get away from it. So these various devatas or devas had a convention, we can call it a convention or a meeting. So they had a conference, urgent conference, video conference, you can think that it is video conference in Yahoo. So they had video conference, and then like in that the main topic or of discussion or the main concern was that human beings are disturbing them quite a lot, so they have to find a way out of it. So one person said, okay, let us go to the peak of Himalayas, it is very cold there, so people will not come. Another person said, oh no, do you think so? Like people like Tapovan Maharaj have come there, so I don't think we will have any we will not be troubled there. So another person said, let's hide in caves. Then like a third, another deva said, okay, no, that also will not help, because I've heard that Chinmayananda also met a person in the cave, and if we go to Tiruvannamalai, Ramana Maharshi lived in a cave and still people came, so people were still troublous. So another person said, okay, let us try out something else, let us try out something different, let's go and stay in a club so that people won't come. So no, that is too dangerous, because that will be too tempting for people, even spiritual people, it will be tempting, they will definitely come there. If they know that we are there in clubs, they will definitely come, because they have the added advantage of getting deluded in the world as well. So that's also no use. Then suddenly a old or wise deva, consider that he is wise amongst the devatas, so he came up with a solution. And Amma says that since that day, Manushya or man has not found Ishvara anywhere. So he is still struggling, he is still trying to find out here and there. So the place, the hiding place is inside Manushya. That's a Swayameva Jagad Bhutva Pravishad Jeeva Rupataha Ishvara. In order to escape from the worries or the sorrows of the world, he entered into the world, hiding in the world. But unlike the people in the world who are suffering, he is not suffering because he is just a Sakshi. He knows, oh, I'll just be a Sakshi, I'll just laugh, witnessing I'll laugh. If I get involved, it will become a big problem, so I'll not get involved. So that's the reason why like we are not able to find Ishvara. And the best hiding place is the best hiding place for a thief is the house of the policeman, because in the house of the policeman there will be no search. So that is the best place. Similarly, Ishvara hid inside man. So that means like Ishvara is there inside us, is our very nature. But it's like unlike us, like we get deluded into the world, we forget our own nature. Devi, though she is in the world, she is not affected by it. So though she is helpless, that her very nature is Anandam, she still is not affected by giving Anandam, because she knows that everything is one entity alone. Therefore, Mahabhoga. So Devi is able to give us Anandam because Mahabhoga. So if we meet any person who is able to give us Anandam, not happiness, not Sukham, we can get Sukham like that, we get out of Jnanam. Out of Jnanam we can get Sukham, but this is not Sukham. This is an out of the world experience. We can call it an out of the world experience, an experience which lets us overcome things in the world, which lets us go beyond the limitations, at least if not completely, but at least to an extent it takes us beyond all limitations. That is Anandam. Anandam is that which takes us beyond limitations. So if there is something or some person who is able to take us beyond that, then we can definitely conclude that such a person is an Atmajnani. So we can very well test this with like various saints like Tejomiya Ananda, Amma or Balakrishna Nair. If we go to them, we will be slowly taken above the miseries of the world. We will slowly be taken beyond limitations, because we will be given Anandam little by little, because they are Mahabhoga, they have Anandam. Oh, I am not that much keen in getting Anandam. What is the use of Anandam until like we go beyond the world? If we just get glimpse of Anandam, we still have to live in the world. So we still have to get things in the world. What is the use of that Anandam? Will I get worldly things? Tell me. So yes, we will also get worldly things. Why? Om Maheshwariyaye Namaha. Maha Aishwari, Aishwaryam. Devi has all Aishwaryam. So whatever auspicious things are there in the world, Aishwarya Virya Kirti Sri Jnanam. So whatever Aishwaryam we need in the world, whatever good things we need in the world, Devi will be able to give us. So Devi will not only give us Anandam alone, Devi will give us all Aishwaryam. Oh, you are still at a high plane. Aishwaryam, I don't care about Jnanam, Vairagyam and all. What about worldly qualities, Laukika Gunas? Will I get those? Om Mahavirya Namaha. Mahavirya. Viryam. The valor of Devi is very much that. Viryam we will get. Viryam means the viryam to face things in the world. So we cannot get out of troubles in the world, because the world itself means trouble. We cannot get rid of troubles in the world. So it is like telling, okay, I will drive my car in the perfect way. That will not help us, because somebody else might drive in a bad way and hit us. So just driving in the right way is not enough. We have to also be bold enough to face things which come, or things which are out of our control. So that is Mahavirya. Devi will give us the viryam as well as Om Mahabhalaye Namaha Bhalam. So Bhalam also, Devi will give us strength to handle things in the world. Strength at all planes. Physical strength, mental strength, intellectual strength. Physical, if we have intellectual strength, which is intellectual conviction, if we have that, mental strength will automatically be there. If mental strength is there, physical strength is not at all an issue. So Devi will not only give us Anandam. Don't think Devi will only give me Anandam, therefore I don't want it. Devi will give you all worldly qualities. Oh, all worldly qualities, what else can she give? Oh, Mahabuddhyai Namaha. So Mahabuddhi, Devi has real Jnanam. She will impart us Jnanam along with it. So Mahabuddhi is in a way saying that Devi will again give us Jnanam, so that we can consider this Nama as showing or keeping us on track. So when we are coming down from the level of Paramarthikam or from Sattva level, into rajas and other things, like aishwaryam, viryam, balam, etc., we may get deluded. Therefore, Agriva is telling, okay, don't get deluded, she will give you buddhi. So again, I repeat again, she will give you buddhi as well. So mahabuddhyai namaha. So mahasattva is sattva guna pradhanam, which is basically jnanam, but other things as well, mahabuddhi is specifically. So Devi will give us buddhi. So this is also buddhi, buddhi balam. I forgot the famous shloka, buddhi balam esho dairim, or something like that. We praise Rama or Hanuman. So this is the same thing, like everything that we need in the world we will be getting with respect to Devi, or if we worship Devi. So for a devotee, for a sadhaka who is really seeking the truth, he will get everything in the world. So they say, so though he will be getting everything, such a sadhaka, a real sadhaka, will never ask for it. So the moment we ask for something, worldly thing, that means we want the worldly thing, that means we have kama. If we have the desire for the worldly thing, then we have no gati in the spiritual path. In the spiritual path, the only desire is mumukshutvam, or the desire for moksha, desire for the goal. That itself will give us all other goals. So, though we are all aware of the story, but again, to refresh our memory, Swami Vivekananda or Narendra, when he met Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, his Narendra's family was poor, so they were suffering from financial troubles. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, oh Narendra, you now, like, you are close with me, so since you are close with me, you are also close with Devi. So if you ask Devi, like, Devi will give you. So since you are close with Devi, it's easy for you to ask. So go and ask. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa pushes Narendra to ask for money for his family, Narendra's family. Narendra goes there, and then Gautamananda, or the Chennai mission, Ramakrishna mission head, Gautamananda says this beautifully, that when Vivekananda goes and stands in front of Devi, he sees Devi there. He sees Devi. So he sees Devi, and then he asks Devi, oh Devi, give me Viveka Vairagyam, give me Jnana Vairagyam. And then he comes back very happy. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa sees him from a distance and sees, oh, he's very happy, oh, he has asked. And Vivekananda came near, or Narendra came near, and Ramakrishna Paramahamsa asked him, Narendra, did you ask? Yeah, I asked. What did you ask? I asked for Jnanam and Vairagyam. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, what? I told you to ask for money and you asked this? So he sends him again, like this three times he sends, but still Vivekananda is able to ask only Jnana Vairagyam. And then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, oh, I know you cannot ask, therefore I will ask Devi. I am close with Devi, so I will ask Devi, and she will give your family the necessary things in life. So what Ramakrishna Paramahamsa did with Narendra was in fact a testing. We can consider it as a testing. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa wanted to test Narendra as to whether you are able to ask Devi for worldly things. If he would have asked Devi worldly things, he would have got those worldly things, but what he would have missed was eternal bliss or anandam, that he would miss. So if we ask worldly things, we will miss out on eternal bliss. But if we ask eternal bliss, we will get worldly things as well. So worldly benefits also will be fulfilled by Devi herself. So leave out worldly bliss. Worldly happiness. But now I want to know whether I'll get various miraculous powers. I've heard that people like miraculous powers quite a lot. People love it quite a lot, and I can become a public figure if I have miraculous powers. Will I get from Devi? Of course you will get. Why not? Because Om Maha Siddhyai Namaha. Maha Siddhi. She has all Siddhi. Devi has all the Siddhis. Anima Adi Ashta Siddhis. Devi has it. So Devi has all the Siddhis. Therefore, she will give you Siddhis. You will definitely get Siddhis. So Shankara, while mentioning a similar thing, he says in the last shloka of Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, he says that a person who remembers and chants, contemplates on Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, which means contemplates on Ishvara, contemplates on Brahman, such a person will get Ashtaishwaryam very easily without any effort. Effortlessly Ashtaishwaryam will come. So Ashtaishwaryam, all the Aishwaryam will automatically come to such a person. So if we read the Art of Living, autobiography of a yogi, if we read the autobiography of a yogi, the book of Paramahamsa Yogananda, we will find in that that like he meets with Master Mahashay or M. Mahendranath Gupta, I guess that is his name, the one who wrote Gospel of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So at that time, Master Mahashay shows him a lot of miracles. So Master Mahashay was a disciple, household disciple of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. He got these various siddhis. So siddhis, we will have access to those siddhis. But will we need those siddhis? How can a person go after siddhis when he gets the greatest siddhi of Anandam? So a seeker who seeks only Anandam will get siddhis as well, but he'll not go behind siddhis. And a person who has siddhis will get only siddhis. He will not have Anandam. He'll be suffering. So why are we able to get all this? Because Om Mahayogeshwareshwarye Namaha. So Yogeshwara Ishwari. So Mahayogeshwara Ishwari. So because Devi is Ishwari. Ishwari means controller. Mahayogeshwara of various Yoga Ishwara. That means people who are at the pinnacle of yoga. Krishna is called Yogeshwara. The people who are in the pinnacles of yoga, which means who are stalwarts in yoga, which means who are jnanis, out of those Jivan Muktas, Devi is the controller of that Jivan Muktas. Devi is the greatest among those Jivan Muktas. Atma Rama Agragani. So Amma is standing at the peak of Atma Aramam, rejoicing or abiding in the Atman. So Devi is Mahayogeshwara Ishwari. So that means like yoga, we can consider yoga here as either siddhis or real yogam, samatvam. Whatever it is, Devi is at the peak, therefore she will be able to give us whatever we need. So these namas speak about not only about, so we should understand, we should always remember that a person who worships Devi will not only get worldly things, he will get Anandam. He will get everything in life, not just worldly things. He will get Atmiyam. He will be able to proceed in the spiritual path very easily. So like we learned in Awakened Children, when Balu or Amrita Swarupananda was confronted by the rowdies, still he was able to stand steady, stand tall, bold, yet not attacking them. So that is possible because a person, a seeker who really worships Devi, a real seeker, will always get everything in life. Ananya shintayanto maam ye jana paryupasate tesham nithya abhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Ananya shintayanto maam, me, ananya shintayantah, without any other thought, which means they have my thought of me always. Ye janaha, those people, pariyupasate, who worship me everywhere. Everywhere means at every place, wherever they are, they have my thought in me. Whenever they have other thoughts, they have my thought, and my thought supersedes all other thoughts. My thought has higher priority than other thoughts. My thought overrides all other thoughts for such people. Tesham, for such people, nitya abhiyuktanam, those who are ever fixed on to me, yogakshemam vahami, I'll take care of their yogam kshemam, I'll take care of their all needs, whatever they need in life, I will take care of it. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. The person who renounces, like who doesn't depend on worldly things, but he depends on me alone. He says, I only want you, I only want moksha. Maam, ekam charanam raja. Me alone, this they अस्सीक अहम त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि. I will get you out of all sins, Ma Shujaha, do not worry. I will take care of all your things, whatever you need in life, I will take care of it. So this reminds me of a beautiful incident in the life of Swami Vivekananda. Again, we might already know it, but again, we can refresh our memories. Because avrittirasakrit upadeshat. So we have to repeat again and again and again and again. We have to go through Vedantam. We have to go through Vedantic concepts. We have to focus again and again on Ishvara. So through different ways, whichever ways, again and again repetition we have to do until our mind is able to fix or stay in Ishvara. Whatever happens, we are able to stay. So once Swami Vivekananda was traveling in a train. So at that time there was a person who was traveling along with him. So not along with him, he was traveling in the same train, same coach sitting nearby to him. A co-traveler. So the co-traveler didn't like sannyasis. So seeing Swami Vivekananda, he started rebuking at Swami Vivekananda. He started saying, oh, you are not there, you are a sannyasi, this, that. He started abusing him. Swami Vivekananda sat without any bhava bhedam. After some time, the person opened his lunch and he started eating in front of Vivekananda, and he could see that Swami Vivekananda was hungry, but he didn't even have he wasn't courteous enough to ask him that, okay, do you want, not as a sannyasi but at least as a human being. But that also the person didn't do. After some time, the station came. Swami Vivekananda got down and was waiting in the station, sitting on the floor and waiting in the station. So this person was at the peak. So he, at the peak of his mischief or whatever he thought as a good fun. So he didn't stop. So he went and sat near Vivekananda, again started abusing, cursing, laughing, etc. All of a sudden, a person came running to Swami Vivekananda, and he had a lunch box or lunch carrier with him. So he said, okay, oh Swamiji, eat, eat, I have brought you lunch. So he gives lunch, Swami Vivekananda eats, and then while eating, Swami Vivekananda asks him, how did you know I was here? Who are you? I don't even know you. Why are you giving me? How are you and why are you giving me food? So the person said, I was this is afternoon time, so I was sleeping. I was sleeping in his room. I was taking a nap. All of a sudden, I felt as if somebody hit my head. So I opened my eyes, I couldn't see anything, so I slept again. Again somebody hit my head. So I opened my eyes and I thought I saw Krishna. I thought, oh, it is just a swapna, I again slept. So third time again somebody hit my head, and this time this was a strong blow. So I suddenly woke up and I saw that Krishna was there. Because I am a Krishna Bhakta, Krishna was there in front of me. So Krishna said, there is a bhakta, my devotee is waiting in the station. I should go to him and give to him food. And that's how I came to you and gave you food. So, Swami Vivekananda had the faith in Ishvara. He had complete surrender. He didn't need anything except moksha. And as a result of that, he got whatever he needed. And Ishvara himself, through his own devotee, gave Swami Vivekananda whatever was needed. Oh, this may be your mind's fiction. Okay, if incidents about Swami Vivekananda is considered to be a fiction, then at least we have to believe what Paramahamsa Yogananda says in autobiography of a yogi, because he was a world-renowned yogi. So once Paramahamsa Yogananda, when he was in his teens or 20s, for that time he and one of his cousins were together. They used to be close friends, cousin or friend, I don't exactly remember. So he had a bet with somebody, I don't know whether it was, I don't remember exactly now whether it was his guru or his parents, but he had a bet, and the bet was that he has to stay in a new place, he has to go to a new town. So he'll be given it was his brother. So his brother, Paramahamsa Yogananda's brother, was not a believer of Ishvara. So he made him do a bet. And the bet was that His brother would give both of them train tickets, just two train tickets, to a particular city with no extra money for food or anything. And they have to spend one entire day. And they have to not just spend one entire day, they have to spend the day without being empty in their stomach. That means they have to definitely eat. They don't have money, they are in a very new place, they don't have any money, but they have to have food. They shouldn't go empty in their stomach. So his brother told them to go to Vrindavan. So Paramahamsa Yogananda immediately agreed because his faith onto Ishvara was so much. If we read his life history, we can find that he met many, many yogis or siddhas. He met a lot of people, a lot of saints who had divine powers, worldly powers. He meets a saint who used to sit along with tigers and who was able to calm tigers. So he meets a lot of people, he met a lot of people, but still he was standing on to his goal of meeting the ultimate guru, the guru who can take him to jnanam, the guru who can make him realized. So though he met a lot of guru, he didn't get deluded. If it was us, if we meet a person who has some siddhis, we will immediately fall at his feet. We will praise him, we will shower him with words and say, okay, I also need this. But he didn't do that. So he had, his faith was simply superb. It was beyond mentioning, or it cannot be expressed in words. But so he said, okay, yes, I agree. But at that time, like, why did his friend join him? His friend had to join because Paramahamsa Yogananda's brother said, okay, I don't believe you. So you will go there, you will not eat anything, you will walk and come back, and then you will say that you came by train, you ate and all. So I will not believe you, so your friend also will come with you. So his friend had to go. So they started in the train. They reached Vrindavan. At that time, his friend started repenting. Oh, what have you done? So for a moment, Paramahamsa Yogananda also thinks, so what will happen? I don't have any money. We don't have any money. If I fail, then I'll have to bow down to my brother. If I win, I'll be able to convince my brother to take Kriya Yoga. I'll be able to bring him in the spiritual path. O Ishvara, he thinks. And when they are waiting in a park, immediately an old woman comes to them. She takes them to, she says, oh, you appear to be new. So she takes them to her house. She gives them food to eat. And they stay there at the night, spend the night there. So that was also a part of the bit, that they should stay at night, but not directly under the sky. So they stay there, spend the night there, and the next day, the woman gave them money to go back, return to their hometown. They were able to go back, and thereby Paramahamsa Yogananda won the bet, and his brother became a devotee of Ishvara. So this shows if we have devotion to Ishvara, if we have the faith in Devi, she will give us whatever is needed in life. So bhakti or bhukti mukti pradayini. So bhukti and mukti, it is not just mukti. Bhukti as well, whatever is there in or needed in the world, that also we will get. Person will get, and even if he doesn't get much or that much like Bill Gates or others, he'll get whatever is essential for him to survive in the world. He'll get whatever is essential for him to live happily. So irrespective of whether he gets or not, he will be happy. Therefore he will definitely get. So Devi will take care. So what we have to do is try to get that faith, and that faith, we'll be able to get that faith if we remember that Devi pervades the entire world. Devi is the substratum of the entire world. So if we worship that substratum, Devi will be able to give us anything and everything. Even as if we can get the magician on our side, then we can see a lot of magic. We can see a lot of magic. We can have fun out of magic, because we will not be part of the magic. So when we are part of a magic, we will not have fun. When we are not part of the magic, we will have fun. So that is because the magician controls or owns the magic. Similarly, Devi pervades the entire world, so she will be able to give her anything and everything. And above all, if we ask for Anandam, we will get Anandam. If we have Anandam, what else do we really need in life? Life will become fulfilled, life will become complete. Danya Danyam. Jividam will become Danyam. Jividam ennum shobanam akum. Shobanam akuvan. So, Jividam ennum, like life, for life to become happy or blissful at all times. So as Amma says, like birthday, this day, that day, we celebrate a lot of day, but we should take a vow to celebrate bliss day or bliss moment, each and every moment of our life. And that is not much, it's not that difficult to do, it is very easy, we just need the desire to do it, we already know how to do it. Mai eva mana adatswa, mai buddhim niveshaya, have the thought of Ishvara. And remember that the Ishvara is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. He pervades the entire world, the entire Mithya Jagat. That alone is required, and it doesn't have any limitations of any sort. Therefore, it's very easy to practice. If we practice it, then what we will get is our life will become Dhanyam. We will be able to live very happily and blissfully. May Amma bless us that we may be able to live life blissfully at all times. Namaskar.